This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Rice Lake has entered into a partnership with Johnson Truck Bodies for the construction of a manufacturing plant. According to a press release from the city, the plant will be located in the North Business Park and occupy about 220,000 square feet. Officials from Johnson Truck Bodies say once they fully transition into the new facility, their current plant on East Allen Street will be demolished. Both groups say the partnership shows their commitment to working towards a bright future for the Rice Lake community. Chippewa Valley Technical College has approved a flat tax rate, keeping area residents off the hook for an increase. According to a press release, Chippewa Valley Technical College officials say the school saw new construction in the district and property values increased by about 8%, which led to the flat rate decision. The tax rate will remain at 66 cents per $1,000 of valuation, so local residents with a $150,000 home will pay just shy of $100 to support the college for the 2024-2025 school year. The City of Eau Claire Parks and Forestry Division has announced the temporary closure of one of the local off-leash dog parks. According to city officials, the Otter Creek Dog Park will be closed for maintenance between October 28th and November 3rd. During the maintenance, crews will be installing a new concrete entrance, removing dead and dying trees, and repairing the fence. They will also attempt to remove some invasive species in the area and the overgrowth along the fence line. The city has two other off-leash dog parks that will remain open. A wrongful death lawsuit filed against the City of Augusta and Eau Claire County has been dismissed. The lawsuit was filed by the estate of Tyler Meyer, who was killed by an Augusta police officer in 2019. According to court documents, the owner of the property called the police when Meyer came to his farm naked and acting erratically. When he attacked the responding officers, an Eau Claire County deputy tased and pepper sprayed him to no effect. The Augusta officer then shot and killed Meyer, claiming he feared for his life during the attack. Early in-person voting is officially underway in Wisconsin, and Eau Claire has already seen strong turnout at its drive-through voting station. Election officials say they expect thousands of people in the area to vote in-person absentee. On Wednesday, Assembly candidate Christian Phelps spoke near the drive-through voting station with dozens of cars in line at Eau Claire City Hall, praising efforts to make voting more convenient and giving as many residents as possible a voice in their future. Drive-through voting is open until next Friday. The Eau Claire City County Health Department has announced the first confirmed human case of West Nile virus in the county this year. According to a social media post, the case comes as mosquito season begins to wind down and the risk of further spread of the virus decreases. Only about 20% of people who contract the disease experience symptoms, and there are about 20 cases across Wisconsin each year. Health officials are still urging residents to be cautious and try to prevent mosquito bites whenever possible. The City of Eau Claire is looking to cut back on mowing for trails and parks while improving the environment for pollinators. According to parks officials, the department is hoping to cut down on the amount of time they spend mowing around the area. The proposed changes are included in the 2025 proposed budget, and if approved, the department would hire consultants to analyze the land and determine a new strategy for maintenance. The taller grass would benefit and add protection for pollinators like birds and bees. A new street ambassador program in Eau Claire is seeking to address issues with the growing unhoused population in the area. The initiative looks to connect with members of the unhoused population and downtown businesses to promote public safety and direct people to the resources they need while minimizing the need for a law enforcement response. The Eau Claire City Council is hoping to finalize a contract for the program by the end of the year and could have ambassadors out on the streets as soon as February. The criminal cases against two women accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from Amish growers in St. Croix County has been dismissed. According to court documents, the women were hired to handle insurance and accounting for the business. Before resigning 2 months later, the women allegedly wrote unauthorized checks to themselves and had payments sent directly to them. The case was dismissed due to procedural factors and without prejudice, meaning the Amish growers are free to refile the charges. A Rusk County jail inmate is facing new charges after being accused of trying to hire his cellmate to kill two people. According to court documents, 65-year-old Malcolm Young was charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree intentional homicide and armed robbery. The cellmate was with Young in jail for just a couple days, and upon their release, they told authorities Young wanted them to get a few guys, guns, and gun suppressors to kill two people. Young claimed it was just jail talk, and he had no reason to kill anyone. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think, obviously, that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL, Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. On this last weekend before Halloween, you'll have several good thrillers to choose from, including a couple new releases. Let's start with Conclave, a murder mystery set in the Vatican, when the church hierarchy gathers to select the new pope. The film stars Ralph Fiennes and is pulling a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's rated PG. I didn't think they made PG films anymore. And if you're in the mood for a sci-fi Marvel film, check out Venom: The Last Dance, starring Tom Hardy. This is the final film in the Venom trilogy, but beware, it has not been made available to critics before opening night. There are also a host of scary flicks still in the theaters, including Smile 2, Terrifier 3, and Beetlejuice Beetlejuice. And if you're lucky enough to live in a city showing the animated Memoir of a Snail, it might be worth a look. Although animated, it is rated R and is considered an Oscar contender for Best Animated Feature. Memoir of a Snail is currently pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Stephen King's novel Carrie is about to hit the little screen. Prime Video has announced that Mike Flanagan will turn King's novel into an 8-episode series. Flanagan has worked on other King stories, including Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining. Carrie is the novel that put King on the map back in 1974. It was turned into a feature film in 1976. It's a great time of year to check out anything by Stephen King. In addition to horror films, there have been a slew of animated films released this year that impressed both critics and theater owners. IndieWire just released its Oscar prediction for Best Animated Feature, and Pixar Disney's Inside Out 2 is the odds-on favorite for Best Picture. The film made $1.6 billion worldwide. It is the highest-grossing animation film of all time. Other contenders include DreamWorks' The Wild Robot and Sideshow's Flow. Great recommendations for this weekend if you're done with the scares. Actress Zoe Saldana takes her craft seriously. How seriously? She told Variety that she wanted to go back and reshoot Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame because she says now she totally understands her character, Gamora's arc, better. She says she knows it can't happen, but she wishes she could because now she has a better grasp on what directors the Russo brothers had in mind. Ouch. I love Zoe Saldana, but maybe you do a little more homework next time before you hit the screen for two multi-million-dollar films. Saldana played the same role in the Guardians of the Galaxy films as well. Netflix has announced there will be a season 2 of the A24 show Beef. The Hollywood Reporter says season 2 will focus on a young couple who witnesses a fight between their boss and his wife, and will star the outstanding Carey Mulligan and Oscar Isaacson. Season 1, starring Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, took home 8 Emmys. Isaacson and Mulligan worked together previously in the Coen brothers' film Inside Llewyn Davis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with clouds increasing this afternoon and then a chance of showers or even an isolated thundershower by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight will clear after midnight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.